Heyo, welcome to Mostly Max and Other Things. I am the aforementioned Max, and welcome back to this here thing that I have been away from for a long time. I don't have any excuse, really. I was burnt out and tired, and I took a break, which turned out to be almost a year-long break, but I'm back, babies. Did you miss me? I hope you did. I missed you guys. There was so much that I wanted to yell about, but I was just so tired. Like, tired. You know what I'm saying? Anywho's are friends. I hope you all are doing well. And it's almost spring, fam. So, you know the vibes. It's almost time to get active in these streets. But I hope you're still masking. You probably aren't. But I hope you are. Anywho, guys, what did I miss? There's so much to cover. And like, I have a long list, but I'm going to try to keep it cute and keep it brief. But, you know, none of those things are a thing that happens. Anyway, I'm happy to be back. I'm not sure what the schedule on this is going to be, but I don't think I'm going to be doing a weekly pod anymore because I don't have the spoons. I'm going to be 50 this year, and yeah, I'm tired. Just exhausted. So I haven't decided what the schedule is going to be. Maybe it'll just be surprise drops like I'm Beyonce or some shit, but who knows? I do have a couple of interviews banked that I will probably release later, but they will not be amongst what gets released today. I'm just going to be in here talking. You know you like it. Anyway, let's get into the bullshit. It appears that the world has gotten even worse since I was last yelling into a microphone randomly. But alas, you know, I think that's just what we do now. That's just how we live. So yeah. Anyhow, since the last time I spoke to you guys, the old man that's president of the United States has been suborning, elimination of the Palestinians at the hands of the Israelis on our dime with all the money and weaponry we can possibly provide. And they really don't understand why we're like, yo, go fuck yourself when it comes to them begging for money for this upcoming election and our votes in general. Like, most of Michigan is full of folks from Palestine and Arab folks, and y'all sitting up here talking from both sides of your neck about what these people in Israel are doing on some Zionist shit. It's not quite curling over with them, as you could imagine. So here we are. And they're literally like, y'all gotta stop the murder, but here's some more guns and shit. And then the only reason cats are starting a lightweight pivot now is because cats have been bullying them. Bullying works, okay? Bullying works. And because bullying works, we're starting to see a teeny tiny pivot. A teeny tiny pivot. Because at the same time, there's a lot of cats who are very, very into the idea of decimating an entire people. As it is, they've cleared that country of over 30,000 people. Whatever number they're reporting is definitely higher. You already know. They've murdered children. They've killed women. They're raping the women. They're probably raping the children. They've destroyed entire families. They've cleared entire generations. And we can see this shit anytime we roll on the TL because everybody's sharing it. And these cats are really surprised. Oh, maybe people have, you know, they have anxiety around, you know, post-pandemic malaise. No, that shit is called long COVID and ain't post nothing. That's another thing. Anyway, I'll talk about that later. But basically, this country of ours was running down to the UN, and every time somebody was like, yeah, we should probably stop all this murder and shit and like hold these cats accountable. And the US would be like, nah, veto that shit. And they did it a bunch of times without a hint of embarrassment. until the people kept bullying that ass, and they were down to the UN, I think, last week, and they were bitch made there again. But instead of vetoing the vote for a ceasefire, they just abstained, which is the most bitch made shit you can do for a vote. I abstain. I'm just not going to say nothing. And of course, their good homeboy, Netanyahu, is a salty bitch about it. Like, I'm canceling all of our meetings. How dare you say I shouldn't kill people? Like, it's our right to murder people who were here before us? Because we said never again, just not for the Palestinians. Anyway, while the pivot is happening, please engage your ears and eyes for what's next, because we're already starting to see people jump ship from the Netanyahu administration, such that it is. And I'm very clear on the fact that at some point there's going to be discussion about regime change. And you know what that means. Like, count your days, friend. Count your days, BB. Time's about to be the fuck up. Anyway, they might just put him in jail where he should be twice over, and maybe put some of those bodies on him, because there's plenty. There's plenty. Years of it, even. But anyway, that's the latest. I haven't seen anything new lately, so who knows what all is going on. Let's see, what else is going on? The Rat King! The Rat King got mad cases, y'all. Mad cases. He owes mad money. He owes money to E. Jean Carroll for talking shit. She's suing him again because after she won for him talking shit and being declared legally a motherfucking rapist, because he raped her. He commenced to talking shit again, so she sued him again. He owes that lady like $87 million. Then he lost the case against the two sisters, the mother and daughter, who were campaign workers in Georgia, and set the crazies and the goons and the weirdos and Giuliani on them. And they won in court against that bitch ass nigga too. And he was like, can I have some time to pay on it? And they said, no. Run them fucking coins, you piece of shit. And of course, he appealed, because that's what he does. And I, you know what I don't understand is all of the lawyers who support all of these cases. The boy got 91 counts against him right now, right? He owes the state of New York about 400 and some odd million dollars. And all these lawyers and all these states and all these cases, and they're all probably working for free, because you know that nigga don't spend shit on bills. He don't pay no bills. So it's always interesting to find out who all gonna be there in terms of letting this fucking freak get to keep his money, what money he does have, because that's also a thing, because the people are figuring out, because he owes all this money, that he's actually a fucking broke boy and don't just got it. Because he don't. He's on deck, though, to be the GOP's anus plug for this election season anyway. 91 cases, mad lies, a rapist. It don't even matter. Them people love this nigga, and I just... You know, I've talked about it ad nauseum. I don't get it. And he's like the stupidest motherfucker in the history of stupid motherfuckers. Like, people are just really throwing it all away for this dude, and I'm never gonna understand. Anyway, you know, he got the 91 cases. You know, he got the counts. He got the cases. He got all the plans on his revenge shit for the second time if he gets in there. You know, talking about what he gonna do to the most vulnerable among us, and folks are still giving him country. Literally. He was supposed to come up with that $400 million some change to keep the AG here in New York off that ass and keep her from repoing his shit. And Mans couldn't get anybody to cover the bond, because scammers don't pay bills. So instead, because it was due yesterday, the money was due yesterday. So instead of saying, sucks to be you, homie, let's start peeling this bitch's name off all this shit before we sell it. Nah. The court instead says, we'll take $175. You got 30 days to get the bond. He ain't gonna get punished for nothing. He really ain't. He's not. It don't matter what happens. The ops got him covered. Like, the cheat code is never, ever changing for that bitch ass motherfucker. Like, ever. Anyway, He's not going to get punished. Also, he has that case with the bribe that he paid Stormy Daniels coming up. I think it's here. That starts on April 15th. The boy is going to spend more time in court than on the road yelling into microphones about nothingness. And my favorite thing about all of this is how everybody's like, oh, Joe Biden's so old. And I'm like, y'all do know that the nigga that y'all running is old as fuck, eats like a goddamn teenager, and snorts Addies like a championship dickhole. You do know that, right? Our eyes do work. The boy don't even have all his faculties. And he's shitting his pants at this moment. Because apparently he keeps a certain scent, you know what I'm saying? Because he always has a packed diaper on, you know what I mean? Anyway, and I'm certain every time he gets called into court or he loses another case, he blasts another pair of Depends and he just walks around stinking like a uncared for infant. Anyway, he still has that RICO case in ATL because, of course, while I was gone, they, as I expected, they went after the sister who was the AG in the case. And she was dumb and was fucking around with some dude that was working on the case with her. They ended up in court because his ex-wife was telling it about how they was allegedly using company money to go on fucking trips and shit. And that wasn't true. Which, in the, I mean, it wasn't true. Like, I didn't expect it to be. Like, she's dumb, but I don't think she's that dumb. And, like, I'm sorry. You know what it is. You know these people like to put a nothingness burger together, and you pretty much gave them the ingredients to give the biggest nothing burger in the history of nothing burgers. Because now, while they were unable to remove her from the case, the judge did say, you know, you were slipping in your conduct, ma. This was a fail. So your man's got to go or you got to go. So obviously man's gave in his notice like the day after. But now, of course, because they're not going to just let this drop, because, you know, they passed the whole law in Georgia so that they can remove unfriendly AGs, DAs off of cases. I keep calling her the AG. She's a DA off of cases, you know, when they trying to hook up the ops. You know what I'm saying? They haven't put that into practice yet. I guess they want to play in court still some more. But now, if the case does finally move forward, because they've already put it on hold, which is, he ain't going to get punished for nothing. They're going to say, well, how can we trust anything from this Athez? She was fucking the homies. You know what I'm saying? They're going to say that shit every time they get a chance to, but like, it's not the same. Like, she was quite defiant. She didn't pretend that she wasn't pissed at the fact that she was getting her time wasted. But she was like, it ain't the same, B. Like, I'm not the one who tried to steal an election. I'm not the one who tried to do fake electors. I'm not the one who colluded with a whole bunch of niggas who are all under charge here to do this shit. I'm the one trying the case, buds. I'm not the one on trial. And she's right. But they're going to put her on trial every chance you get. Every single time there's an opportunity, they're going to do it. And she's giving them all the ammo to do that. Because my nose would not have been able to stay cleaner. Like, nobody was going to be able to talk about nothing. Because you got to be exceptional with these motherfuckers. You know what it is. You can't be black and excellent and just be slipping. You dumb. You end up a fucking dickhole right now. And that's what happened. Anyway, that's what all is going on. We live in a stupid world because he's still very much the GOP candidate for president. And everybody's dumb. Everything is stupid. Wrap this bitch up. Send the asteroid. Going back to the roachiness around the Israeli genocide of the folks in Palestine, some right-wing outfits started sending people there. People like Deborah Messing. Like, it's been something. This whole thing has been bringing out the roaches, and it's like people that you used to bang with that, boy, they outed themselves, child. Like, immediately started outing themselves. Like, they had ignorance in the chamber, baby. And everybody took a complete and utter mental break since October when this shit jumped off. And they've been sending people to Israel to see what's going on with their own eyes. Among them, it was Deborah Messing. stupid ass Tiffany Haddish, who is and always will be a fucking disappointment, because she need to go see what's up. Didn't nobody ask you, you fucking bird. And noted grayscale haver and dickhole. Dickhole of the dickholes, Michael Rappaport. They've not been doing well publicly in terms of how they've been trying to spin this whole, you know, genocide. And the PR war, they're not winning. So what they started doing was sending these people out and using them as mouthpieces, like, you know, using influencers to influence people to be okay with genocide. So this stupid fuck, as you could imagine, you know, helped to pivot the story, because they're losing the PR war here, saying, you know, it's time to start questioning the validity of whether or not they've killed over 30,000 Palestinians since October 7th. So the well-known human herpes sore, Michael Rappaport, actually said, with his whole pockmarked chest and poxed up mouth, that there should be documented proof of them folks' deaths, or like that those people even existed, you know, like birth control. Yeah, his mama should have been on birth control. Even better, his mama should have fucking swallowed him. Birth certificates, shit like that. Where the paperwork for all these dead people? Did they even exist? Honestly, I cannot understand how that man has not been duffed more. Like, just on site type shit. You all you see in the city, bang, right in the dome. Just pop him right in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a dude whose face is mad punchable, but you kind of don't want to punch it because you'll probably end up with like a pox or something, because the boy does have grayscale. Anyway, it's all terrible. Everybody involved can suck dick. Him most of all. What else is going on? Oh, remember when I said coming up to the election that the folks was going to pivot, you know, all the grifters, and black media would help them do it? Yeah. Case in point. Well, it's kind of related, but not really related. In this particular case, we just decided to just go to the outer levels to keep the grift going. Scamuel Jackson, alias Sean King, converted to a whole nother religion to keep the grift going in the name of Palestine. Because remember, at the beginning of all of this fuckery in Israel, Mansdem tried to interject himself like he was talking to people and trying to get them to a place where it could be peace. And everybody was like, who the fuck is this? Who is this nigga? Who is you? So that had to drop quietly. So the next best thing, I guess, this asshole thought was, let me convert to Islam. Maybe they'll listen to me now. He converts to Islam right at the top of Ramadan and commences to the grift, the brand new grift, where he is charging $1,000 a ticket to hear him, some other grifter, and Macklefish, Macklemore, talk about God knows what for a K. I saw a TikTok of a broad, like an English white girl who had gone to one of his events, because I guess she found out about him because the whites are finding out about him. And, you know, because nobody listens to black women, even though they always go, listen to black women. Black women have been telling you this nigga's a scammer for years, but go off. So I guess this girl just found out about him on TikTok or wherever, went to one of his little talks, was waiting for the man to say anything about anything, or at least pass the mic to the Palestinian folks who were in the house while he was trying to grift in their name. And she was just like, Mans didn't say anything, to the point where people just started leaving. And she started leaving. She left. Ultimately, she left because she was hoping during the Q&A there would be actual Q's and A's. But because that man has nothing but audacity and time to do scams, None of that was available. The mic was not passed to any Palestinian folks to say anything about anything having to do with what is happening to people there or anything like that. So she was disappointed. And I think there were 500 black women in the mentions like, but babes, we tried to tell you. So anyway, that's what's happening on that end of the grift. On the pivot grift, dry-haired, white supremacist ghoul, Candace Owens has fallen out with her white masters and has started popping up on black media to talk cash shit. Emphasis on cash. The usual underdeveloped suspects gave that whole country, Joe Budden and the mental giants over at the Breakfast Club. And she had a time because none of those motherfuckers had the range to properly challenge her on every fucking roachy thing she did in service of white supremacy. And please don't be fooled. That monkey is still a monkey. A monkey in a bad wig is still a monkey in a bad wig. You know what I'm saying? She's still a fucking monkey. That bitch is doing the pivot to a different kind of grift in hopes of peeling off some of our weaker-minded individuals in the community who listen to that simple bitch who says nothing but incendiary shit about pick a thing and go, you know what? She's got good points. Those... gotta hear both sides. Those, what a, let me be devil's advocate. Those bad faith niggas. That's who she is targeting. And unfortunately, a lot of those people give country to the Breakfast Club or Joe Budden. I mean, yes, I'm certain there are people who are fans of that shit who just like the stories and the yap yap and him being incendiary about whatever. But honestly, neither one of these motherfuckers have the range. Nobody on either one of these shows have the range to give country to a bitch like this. And it didn't take long. It ain't gonna be long before the Shade Room is with her and all the other assorted, that grape juice and lipstick alley. Who all else is gonna be platforming that bitch? And she's gonna be talking about, well, have you done better under Joe Biden? Maybe you should vote for the racist. Listen, never. You hear me? Never. Do you know how exhausting it is to know better and want people to do better and they just won't? Like, y'all hoes know what this bitch is. But alas, gotta hear both sides. Let me play devil's advocate here. The devil doesn't need an advocate. We don't have to hear both sides. One side is a fucking dry-haired bitch and the other side isn't. And that's all you need to know about that. But keep watching, guys. I told y'all, the pivot's coming because the money's going to dry up on the white supremacy side because they are really leaning into it. And being a token is not going to be profitable over there no more because they're really on the all white everything shit. So you need not apply. And a whole lot of these monkeys about to fall out the trees. You watch. What else? Oh, God, there's so much. Everybody, and when I say everybody, I do mean everybody, at MSNBC and NBC News said an immediate fuck you to management when they tried to hire Ronna McDaniel, who was a former, very recently former GOP RNC chair and election denier, also very recent. Rachel Maddow took a fresh 20 minutes of her time on her show during an insane news day. I mean, we had, oh, I'll talk about that later. I'll talk about, it was a crazy news day and she had time. Okay. You know how Rachel starts the show. She'll tell you a story. She'll tell you, and then she'll bring it right around to the current day. Well, baby, she had motherfucking time for Ronna McDaniel Romney and told that bitch, listen, it's been freaks, losers, weirdos trying to get their fascism on in this hole for as long as we could remember. They're all grifters. They're all creeps. They all don't have the range. And they all think that they can just dismantle this whole democracy thing and do a better job as a strong man. Everybody wants to be a motherfucking dictator. But don't none of these motherfuckers have the range. Speaking of motherfuckers not having the range, Ronna McDaniel. I'm paraphrasing. But baby, she was like, this bitch. She was like, this bitch up until recently was trying to flip the thing upside down. And you just got to see the video, basically. It was lovely. It was a delight to watch. Even noted dub Chuck Todd was like, that bitch got an answer for her fuckery, but she can't sit with us when she does it. And I was like, wow. So obviously, after everybody crewed up, I didn't even watch everybody else blast that bitch in the face on that channel, but I'm certain it was epic. I know people had words, very articulate words that I don't have, because really, fuck that bitch. But really, they rescinded the offer, of course, because everybody from every level was like, fuck that. And I'm not mad at it. They rescinded the offer, which should have never been made. Because it's one thing to add Michael Steele, who is also a former RNC chair. And mind you, Ms. Rana did a whole lot of shit. And they hate her fucking guts. The bitch couldn't get a job on Fox News. That's how she ended up at MSNBC. And the dummies there thinking, oh, let's get this bitch money so that she could continue to deny the election on our dime. Unfucking believable. I mean, the GOP was as popular as they ever had been under Michael Steele. And they showed that nigga the door. And soon as his time was up, they were like, get out. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. And he ended up on fucking MSNBC. But he only did a little bit soft shoe for them crackers. He didn't try to deny a whole election now. I mean, Ronald McDaniel shows up in court documents around the attempts to load up the fucking fake electors and shit for the Rat King. And after all of that, and I mean, the bitch really worked hard. After all of that, the whole of them still hate her fucking ass, which is why she couldn't get a job at Fox. So, of course, MSNBC thought, yeah, yeah, let's pay this treasonous bitch some money to talk shit on our network. And baby, everybody said no. No, thank you. Like, the viewers didn't even have to get involved. Everybody in both divisions were like, absolutely, the fuck not. So they withdrew it. Because what they were trying to do was circumvent that shit and be like, okay, well, we're not going to have her as a regular talking head. We're going to have her come out for special occasions. And niggas was like, not even that. We don't want that shit neither. Get her out of here. So they did. I'm certain she'll land somewhere to talk shit and keep denying the election with her potato face and unfortunate everything. Those people are always so ugly. Oh my God. It's amazing. They're always, I'm sorry. It's not nice to call people ugly, but that bitch is ugly. Anyway, babes, it's only been 3 years since these niggas tried to take this motherfucker down to the studs. They had cats climbing outside, breaking windows, and getting clapped inside the motherfucking Capitol. It's only been 3 years, guys. Like, they really memory hold that shit to the point where people who were complicit and explicit in the way that they fucking helped that shit jump off are getting elected to fucking office. They trying to get them, bitch. I'm surprised the bitch ain't just write a book like all the rest of them. Like, I'm certain that's what's next. Getting book deals. They getting in the office. You know, they skimming, they grinning. They, you know what I'm saying? It's wild to me. It's a wild thing to witness. Anywhoza, this week on the pod, I do not have a guest because I was just going to be yelling into my mic. So I'll drop my old episodes, not old episodes, but like there's some old interviews that I've done with folks that I really like that I will be putting up, and I will let y'all know when that happens. Anywhoza, let's get in to these key takeaways. I have a couple of key takeaways, actually. It's been some time, so I actually have some key takeaways. My first key takeaway is that monsters protect monsters. I just watched the documentary called Quiet on Set about, Dan Snyder and the culture of everything disgusting that was going on at Nickelodeon, the children's network, with the children's shows. Basically, it was very clear on how little regard there is for the safety of children. People don't give a fuck about nothing. There's always a concerted effort to keep the goose that lays the golden eggs protected and insulated against any danger of, I don't know, taking responsibility for having mad pedophiles around the place, being inappropriate with some of the young female stars. Pick a thing. If it was gross, it was behind the scenes at motherfucking Nickelodeon. Like, it wasn't even just Dan Snyder. It was some other cat who did Ren and Stimpy, who cultivated a whole 15-year-old girl and another 16-year-old girl and was running around with her, calling her his girlfriend. Mans was a fresh 45 years old, my guy. Or 35. I don't know. Them people look older than they are. And wrote about it, talked about it openly. Nobody was like, call the people. Like, we can't even get started on just the fact that a lot of these children on these shows were the breadwinners for their families. So they would always finesse the parents to a degree so that, you know, they didn't lose the goose that's laying the golden eggs for their family. You know what I'm saying? And like, a lot of shit got left unanswered. Like, the only reason that that dude is not still there making a whole bunch of content for fucking Nickelodeon is because Me Too happened and everybody started snitching. I mean, they had not one, not two, but three pedophiles in the production staff, B. Like, bro, what? Like, and never mind, like, just regular, like, paying attention to labor laws where children were concerned. They were like, no, let's go a little farther. You know what I'm saying? Who was going to snitch? The little kids who felt like they had to perform? The kids who actually loved the shit that they were doing and didn't want it to go away? Or, you know, like the way that, look, there's so much. Watch that documentary if you feel like kicking everything over and punching everybody in the face, because that's pretty much what I mean, I can't really say what all I would like to say should have happened to so many. And what made it worse was some of the pedophiles, they didn't even do no real time, B. Like, a couple of months. And they back in the industry right now, getting supported by people. Like, when cats actually did have to see the people about what they did to some of these children, they had letters of support by fuckers you know. Holy shit, it was madness. I was like, every person they named, I yelled. Like, it was that kind of thing. Yeah, it's eye-opening, but it's not, because it's very clear that there are things that people do not love, and it's children, people who have children, women who make children, and just, there's no protections. It's wild. And it's like, I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm gonna hold my peace, but people should have got seen is all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say about that. In terms of other things, my second key takeaway is voting is essential. It is. It's important. It's election year. Bitches wouldn't try so hard to keep you from going to the polls if it wasn't important. You know what I mean? However, I don't want to be bothered. I don't want nobody calling me. I don't want nobody in my inbox. I don't want anybody texting me about how they need FOMO dollars. I don't want to hear it. I also am not too enthused at the fact that my choices this time out are even worse. I have a genocide-loving old man versus a racism and everything else-loving old man. Like, the old man on the other side tried to take down the entire government. Like, they tried to overthrow the government. Because he don't want to go to jail. And it don't even matter. He ain't going to go to jail. He ain't going to jail. Ain't nothing going to come out of none of these cases. So all of that is for naught. Because he's still an old, connected, white man with the ops supporting him. He's going to be fine. The rest of us, not so much. And then the other choice is another old white man who still can't say the word abortion. And Look, just clear everybody's goddamn loans, okay? If you want to get back to the White House super easy, quick and easy, easy peasy, Georgian wheezy, clear everybody's fucking loans so that people can really plan their lives and decide what all they can actually get. Maybe buy a home, maybe have some kids, maybe not have no kids, whatever they want to do. Having that level of debt sitting over your head should not be the thing that keeps you from getting to the things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so our choices are not the best. I'm not in love with anybody. You shouldn't be. They're fucking politicians. On dint of that, they are not to be trusted anyway. Most of them cats come in clean and leave dirty. Come in dirty, stay dirty, get dirty, and try to dirty you up too. So, I mean, if you think of the number of things that we have become complicit in at the behest of both of these old white niggas, it is not. It's not good. Are there no new people? Are there no new people? Can they not find any new people to take these goddamn jobs? None? None. No new people? People who were born, you know, maybe 40 years ago at least? Anyway. Yeah, I don't want to be bothered. Honestly, I'll vote, but I don't want to vote for that old man, and I'm definitely not voting for the other old man. So I don't know what that leaves me at, but I'm not enthused, people. I'm not. I'll vote for my local shit, I guess. I don't know. I'm going to vote, but God, I hate it. I hate it so much. I just wish things were not this. You know what I'm saying? What else? Oh, yes. The Freaknik documentary. I watched it. I have thoughts. My key takeaway is expect nothing and you'll get exactly nothing. I didn't have high hopes for it, really, because I saw the producers. Amongst them, Luke and Jermaine Dupri and, for some reason, 21 Savage. 21 Savage was still swimming around in his daddy's nuts when Freaknik was jumping off, so I'm not really sure what all was, you know what I'm saying? But basically, it was a lot of wasted opportunity. Like, there was a lot, first of all, that should have been a three-part series. That's one. And it should have been done based on what was going on at the time when it started, what was going on at the time when it peaked. There should have been more discussion with the founders of it, the cats who opened it up in the 80s, the Washington cats who opened it up down in Spellhouse and the Atlanta University complex, all of that. There should be more discussion around that. There definitely should have been more discussion around how it deteriorated. And that was the other thing that was so gross. You know, it was just too many niggas talking. Too many niggas talking and not saying nothing. And not enough women. Like, there were women who were of age, myself included, who went to that shit, like I did, and could speak to their actual experience. There's Gen X culture commenters that they could have spoken to. They could have talked to Joan Morgan. They could have talked to my girl from Honey. What's her name? They could have talked to Kierna Mayo. They could have talked to anybody. While she might have been too young for it, they could have talked to Jamila Lemieux. She might have had some words for it. But no, that's not what happened. There were no women. There was like a woman who was there talking about it from the music point of view, which that's good. They could have done that. And they could have even expounded on that. But no, they had gross-ass Luke, very pleased with himself at the way that he injected sex and chaos into the function. And really, he was the tipping point of what that event turned into eventually. Of course, I went to it towards the end in 97. And I spent the entire weekend fighting niggas. Literally. Trying to keep cats off me. That is literally what happened. Because what happened to Freaknik? Old people started going down there. Old dudes who wanted to scam on some young chicks. Luke happened. So it was just, well, we got to emphasize the freak. Did you? So, you know, there was so much that could have been discussion around the rapes. They lightly
lightly like skimmed on top of it. And Mark Lamont Hill was there to talk about things and basically go, well, he was like, we don't want to do the thing where we talk about black men as predators. But there were black men who were predators at the function. Ask me how I fucking know. So, like, for them to just gloss over that part and just talk to a woman who literally almost was raped and then kind of go, well, that's that. Moving on. The legacy. Like, no, baby. That's no. A big reason why that event did not pop no more was because of all of that shit. And it deserved proper attention. And it wasn't given it. And it was gross. The narrative was completely incomplete. And it was gross, all the shit that they left out, especially when it came to the rapes and the harassment. Like, no. But, you know, that event was lightning in a bottle, and it really can't be duplicated. Best of luck for you folks who are trying, because, honey, no. And, like, again, a missed opportunity to give context to the times that this event was going off. Like, what the people were doing, what was happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Reagan crack era, the peak 90s, the crime bill of 94. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could have really built a story around this thing. And they just wanted to see some asses clapping, dudes doing upskirts with their fucking video cameras, I guess. And, you know, Luke patting himself on the back for turning the event into a piece of shit. Yeah, so there's that. What else? Ah, yes. This is not so much a key takeaway, but as a thing that is actually happening. The chickens have finally come home to roost for Puff. And for Russell Simmons, too. Since I was last here, y'all know that Cassie, who was his partner, Puff's partner, for like almost a decade, filed suit against him in court. And the complaint was very detailed about the horrors that she endured at his hand and all of the wretchedness around trafficking and sex parties and abuse and you name it. She told it and sued for the proper amount of money. And he promptly was like, nope, 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 nope. I'll give you whatever you want. We're shutting this down. And that's what happened. He paid her. The interesting thing is, and still the interest remains, at no point did anybody jump out the window and go, he innocent. He ain't do that shit. No, not a body, not one person, because everybody knows that Puff been a roach from time. He's always been a roach. He'll always be a roach. He is a scumbag, a succubus, and everything around him always turns to death and misery. And that's just facts. I don't even got to list all the people who got done up by that nigga. So the chickens coming home for that ass is lovely. So apparently, after Cassie let it all hang out, God bless her. I'm glad she was brave enough to do that. Because I know a lot of people aren't. The people started looking into the boy. Because we talking RICO charges, baby. The feds, honey, pulled up to two of his houses. One in LA and one in Miami. At the time of this recording, it was yesterday. That was Monday. Today is Tuesday. There was a whole thing where they pulled all his kids out the house and had them in the handcuffs. One of his kids was named in some shit by a dude who most recently worked with him on the last album that he put out when he was trying to pivot into his love era. Because that's what all the, you know, all the criminal monsters do, right? They rebrand themselves as a yogi, as a peace and love person who's worked on themselves and the darkness within them. And they are so apologetic, but they don't want to take responsibility for what they've done. And they ain't trying to hear about going to jail for it neither. Right. Anyway, they ran up in his houses. Puff was nowhere to be found. His love plane was flew to the Caribbean. I think it showed up. Where did it show up? In Antigua? Anyway, nobody knew that he was there, whether or not he was on the plane. I just assumed that he was halfway to Russell Simmons's Rapatorium in fucking Bali. And apparently we were wrong. Manzem was detained. Last I heard. I haven't looked to see what all else is going on. Last I heard, he was wandering around the airport in Miami. I guess what they was trying to do was do a bait and switch, have the plane go to some place that didn't have a, what is it called? Where they, what is it called? When the people can't come get your ass for doing criminal shit. Extradition treaty. So they sent the plane down to an island that had that. Had you think he was there? I think he was going to hop on a ride share rich nigga flight to Bali and hit the Rapatorium with Russell and hide out there with Russ in that beautiful, beautiful country that doesn't deserve to have them two scummy niggas in it. Oh, yes. Also, Bali was amazing, guys. It was so great. Oh, my God. At some point, I'll probably talk about it in more detail, but I just wanted to catch up. Anyway, yeah, they ran up in his houses. The nigga is, I don't know what all is going on. I don't know if they arrested him or what. I'll probably update that shit the next time I come in here, whenever that is. And, yeah, who knows what's going to happen there. I hope all of the bad that he put into the world washes back directly into his face and he has to pay the piper for all of what he's done. I am looking forward to seeing how this shit shakes out. Because he might just take the L, you know what I'm saying? And I'm with it. I'm with it. Speaking of other fucks like Russell Simmons, specifically Russell Simmons, he got served, honey. He got served a summons in Bali by Drew Dixon for a defamation suit that she's filed against him for talking crazy about her after he raped her and destroyed her career. So it was kind of excellent the way it was done. The process server was a Balinese national, I think, and he just ran down to the Rapatorium hotel and wellness site that the nigga got there. Was like, oh, show me the place. I'm interested in booking some services. They're like, oh, here's the restaurant, la, la, la. Okay, cool. Sat down, ordered himself a little something, something, and waited to see if Russ would pop up. And sure enough, Rapey McGee pulled up, and he dropped that you've been served on him. And the boy was upset. And he promptly paid his little bill and left up out of there. And Russ is yelling at the people like, how he get in here? La, 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 la. Anyway. The beauty of this is that because there's like five women or more who have cases against Russell here in the States, he is hiding out in Bali because he can't be extradited to pay the piper for his crimes against all those people. So she sued him for defamation. I hope she sued him for a lovely, lovely large sum because I know that boy broke and he ain't got it neither. But I hope she did, and he won't be able to come back to acknowledge the complaint. He's not going to be able to answer it in person. So that means automatic judgment for Drew. Or he does come back. It means automatic everybody coming to ask some fucking questions of Russell. Oh, well, rock, hard place, fuck him. I hope she clears him for a good sum because that woman was done dirty as fuck. And shout out to her and shout out to Cassie and shout out to all those women who have since come forward to air these niggas out. Because Cat Williams on the legendary Club Shay Shay on his legendary episode, which will be the only episode I'm ever going to watch outside of the Monique one that I did watch and lightweight could have done without. Cat said, it is up for all these niggas in 2020. And he ain't been wrong yet. So best of luck to all you roachy niggas, because you know the statute of limitations has been expanded for people to get their complaints and lawsuits in on these niggas. In New York and California. I didn't know it was California too. So best of luck, fuckers. You know, what's been done in the dark always gets the light eventually, and watch all the roaches scurry. Ugh, what else, darlings? Oh, y'all still stupid about masking. Y'all still stupid. It's been 4 motherfucking years and y'all are still stupid. Like, I just went to Jamaica with the homies. Shout out to Lauren and my boo, Elise. We had a lovely girls trip to Jamaica. And these two hoes in the airport tried to shade me for wearing a mask. Yes, they were. And yes, stay away from me, you fucking dirty whores. Because I don't want whatever the fuck you bitches have. Like, the bitches were mumbling behind me. Old bitches, too. Which, whatever. Let's not get too close. Yeah, don't get close, bitch. Because I know of the two of us here, I'm the one who's doing the work. You can continue to be stupid and spray around the COVID if you want. But I'm not joining you in that. I mean, really. Like, I was talking about how shit got memory holed. Niggas really memory holed an entire fucking pandemic. Like, they were like, you know what? It ain't nothing but niggas dying of this shit. Open everything up. Fuck everybody else. You guys could do what you want. We're not going to do nothing else for you. Good luck. We're going to side eye you if you continue to try to mitigate shit. Like, y'all niggas really just decided it was done and that's it. And well, now every fucking May, I remember how fucking COVID was not fucking done and isn't fucking done. Okay? Every May, I have to remember that now. So, excuse me if I'm going to continue wearing my masks and making it fashion. You can continue to mind your motherfucking business while I do that. And don't say shit to me. Because please understand, I got some shit locked and loaded for the bitch who tries it. You understand me? Cool, cool, cool. Like, the shit is still very fucking active and you ain't gonna be able to gaslight me to think otherwise. I don't give a fuck. I'ma still keep wearing my mask and you can suck my dick. And, you know, have I gone out and prayed I ain't come back with that shit? Yes. Do I try to mitigate as much as I possibly can? Also, yes. Everybody else who's out here open mouth breathing in crowded spaces and jumping around and sweating on each other and shit, y'all can have it. There's just certain shit I'm just not going to be able to do. Because the way that my paranoia is set up, it will not allow. So, excuse me while I continue to go ahead and keep washing my hands and wearing my masks and spraying all the shit in Lysol. I do not give a fuck. Y'all do what y'all want to do. I'm going to definitely do what the fuck I want to do. And that is it for this week's episode of Mostly Max and Other Things. As always, you should probably keep wearing your mask and washing your hands and keeping your Purell on Deckington. Or if you're not going to do that, continue minding your motherfucking business so you don't get cussed out or maybe bopped in your shit. I'm just saying. Anywhoza, as always, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. And maybe I'll be back next week.